Zeg dus was Harvey Murray, ja, kan iets zelf terug. Zeg dus een hele schede was je zo faal. Okay, does everyone have the packet? Everybody leaving? Did you get the packet?
I think so. I think I got it. I got something. I'll check it out. By the way, Rabbi Simon, the Yekis still sing Matovu Olavi Yaakov.
Oh, okay. They still sing it? Okay, good.
Yeah.
At least someone has to have the tradition, right?
That's
all,
yeah.
Is there any other clue to that?
Okay. So,
I think I have it. I think. It starts with
Vayiftach Hashem, page 1, right? Vayiftach Hashem es pi ha'oson. So
that's
the Bila me osisi l'cha ki kisani zeh sholosh regolim. So what did I do to you that you hit me 3 times? So the famous Chazal zeh sholosh regolim ramaz le atam vakech l'achar uma ha'chogeges sholosh regolim bashan. He says, do you want to destroy a nation that... How could you destroy a nation that celebrates the Sholosh Regolim? So everyone is concerned with why is this the thing of... this mid of Klal Yisrael, what's so special about Klal Yisrael? They keep the Sholosh Regolim. And therefore, how could you destroy it? Why? I mean... a lot of things that Klal Yisrael keep. Why? Seemingly that the Sholosh Regolim is something that it protects. I titled it Malos Shel Klal Yisrael Matov Katris Bilam. In other words, what's this? Why is the Sholosh Regolim the thing that Bilam's that the Osun is saying that? How can you try to curse Klal Yisrael? They keep the Sholosh Regolim, and that's what Rashi says. Ramos Lo Atam Mevakesh. So we have to understand the significance of the Sholosh Regolim. And then another famous pasuk here, Vayomer Elov Balok Chaniti El Makom Acher Asher Tirenu Misham. He says, Efes Katseyu Sira, you'll see part of Klal Yisrael, Katseyu, V'chulos Lo Sira, V'kavno Lui Misham. This is a better place to go. When you'll see Katseyu Tireh, V'kulo Lo Sireh, you'll see part of them. And then, of course, Matovo Lech Yaakov, Mishkot Sech Yisrael, and the famous Gemara in Sanhedrin, on Kuf Hayam and Beis, on page 7, Amir Rabbi Abba Barchana, Kulam Chazlu L'Klola, Chut M'mote Kinesios, U'bote Midrashos. That all the brachas that Bilam gave reverted back to Klolos, except for the bracha of Matovo Lech Yaakov. Chutz mi bote knesios u bote midrashos, shenemar vayafoch Hashem ul kechocho as a klolo livracha, kehevcha Hashem ul kecha klolo v'lo klolos. In other words, one klola stayed with bracha, but most of them went back to a klola. Rashi says, "Achas mina klolos hafach lebracha shelchazru laolam v'lo kol klolos lebracha shelchazru." So the one thing that stayed as a bracha is Matovo Lech Yaakov, Mishkanosach Yisrael. So we have to understand the significance. So first, let's get back to the original question of what's the idea. That Klal Yisrael has this maila that they keep the Sholosh Regolim. So let's see in the Likutei Avos Yisrael. That's the Vishnu Torah. I think the first time I heard the Avos Yisrael quoted was from Rabbi Schiller, when he spoke at the dinner for Rav Nachman Cohen, I think the retirement dinner, and he said from the Avos Yisrael, he said over the word from the Avos Yisrael, "Lahagid shvachos shel Aaron shel Oshina," that by the Hadlokas HaMenorah. So it says that Aaron, "Vayaskein Aaron," He wasn't Mishana. So everyone asked the question. Of course he wasn't Mishana. Hashem said to do it. He's going to be Mishana. What's the Havim mean? That he's Mishana. So a lot of different Pshatim. You can write a whole book just on the Pshatim on that. But Rav Shula said over once at the dinner for, I think, Rav Nachman Cohen's retirement dinner. He said over from the Vizhnitzer Rebbe. He says like this. Sometimes, it's a famous mashal about a shamus in a shul. He's trying to light the menorah. And he's shuckling, you know, 100 miles a minute, and the oil is getting all over the place because he's shuckling, he's holding the thing. He says, so he had a lot of kavana, but externally he looks very, you know, strange. Aaron was on the highest madrigas of kavana, but Loshina, he looked the same as everyone else. You wouldn't know, in other words, that he was on the highest levels. Was externally, he didn't project himself externally as different, Loshina, even though he was on the highest levels of Kavana. That was, he said, over from the Avos Yisrael.
And that's what he was saying Rav Cohen was like, I assume.
I guess he was comparing that to Rabbi Cohen, yeah, I guess so. Okay, so that was probably the first time maybe I haven't heard of the Sefer, Avos Yisrael, from that drasha, from Rabbi Shiller at the retirement party for Rav Nachman Cohen of North Riverdale. Oh, so now the Avos Yisrael says another word here about the Sholosh Regalim. He says, "Pirush Rashi, Rabbis Lo Atam Vakesh Lakor Uma Alchagay Sholosh Regalim Shana." Ish Lahavin Lama Remes Dafke LeMitzvah Zu. So the same as Chazal, I think Rabbi Willick said it over by Mechupah, if I'm not mistaken. The famous Chazal, those are learning Daf Yomi, Pshat Sholom L'Regel, Omdim Tzvufim U'Mishtachavim Revochim. Right? When Yisrael is Omdim L'Regel, they're standing up, they're very Tzafuf, squished in, but when they have to Mishtachaveh, it's Revochim. So what's the idea? Inyan Hu, Ki Yayelam Aziz Pashtus Hagashmius. In other words, Al kain hayu mishtachavim revachim. In other words, ki ruchnius ain tofes makom. In other words, what do you mean? The Beis Hamikdash became bigger when they had a, when they were standing up. Everyone was squished together. When it was time to do kriya, all of a sudden there's room. So he says, if a person is ruchni, so ruchnius doesn't take ainu tofes makom. Right? It's spiritual, it doesn't take space. But a person's gashmi, so obviously gashmi takes space. So he says, Bilam, what does it say by Bilam? Next paragraph, Al tilchatz es regel Bilam elakir. Right? Bilam's foot, his leg was smacked against the wall. Vayoso, therefore, he felt pain, so he gave a smack to the donkey. Yosef Akosa, Asher Belchitzek Tana Hirgish Keev Haregel Vikas. Lachem Vatomel Bilam Me Asisi Lacha, Ki Kaisani Zasholosh Ogolim. He says Atom Gushem Kol Kach. He says that you're so gashmi. That's what the Osman is saying. That even a little bit of pressure on your leg, Kimti Atilchatz Alakia Atom Makosi. And you want to, in other words, you're a Gashmi person. You see, and you can see by the fact that how much of a little bit pressure on your foot caused you to go so wry and be so angry. But Klal Yisrael is not Gashmi. Klal Yisrael is on a much higher Madrega. And the raya that Chayisol Chaim Gedrega is from the miracle that happens in the Beis Hamikdash at the Sholosh Regalim, that there's his pashtus hageshem, meaning ki mishtachavim revachim, that somehow when they're trying to do hishtachavah, somehow it doesn't take space, because in the ruchni plane, then. Things don't take, ruchnis doesn't take space. Klal Yisrael is an ummah that's ruchni. So when it comes to Mishtachavim, it's Mishtachavim Revochim, because that's when they show their Ruchnias. The Hachna, like the Alter Rebbe writes, the Hachna, Klapi HaKadosh Baruch Hu. But you see, you're so gashmi that your foot is a little bit tight, you're already getting all upset, because your whole Mahus is Gashmius. And Klal Yisrael's whole Mahus is Ruchni. And in other words, it's not that this mitzvah is so... This mitzvah shows this idea. Now, what's the significance of the bracha of Matovo Alecha Yaakov? And that was the one bracha that remained as a bracha, as opposed to all the other brachas. So the Likud Av Yisrael, the Vision of Sereba, continues here on page 11 and going over to page 12. He says, Vieshla, the third line, on page 12, Vieshla Daktik, B'man Neda, Tikoi. How do we know? It says that Hashem kept one bracha. How do we know it was this bracha? Right? It could have been some other bracha. Yeshua Dakta, Beben Eda, the Koy al Batik Nisios, Batik Midrashas, Nilmakoy, Alachas Mishar Klolos. That maybe one of the other clones that became a bracha that remained a bracha. How do we know it's Dafka, this one? So he says, it says, Vayafo Hashem Kechelchas, a Klolo Livracha. Hashem kept one Klolo, he kept it to be a bracha. And that's the Matova Olecha Yaakov. That didn't come. Originally it was a klala, then it became a bracha, and then it didn't go back to become a klala. But because the Torah says Vayefach Hashem Olchecholcha, it's a klala of bracha. But it doesn't say which one. Chazal have a mesorah that it means this one, the bracha of Batei Knesios and Batei Midrashos. So how did Chazal know that? That's the kash of the Vishnu Tzarebe. So Emperor the Vishnu Tzirebe, ordinarily, because when it says Habracha, Klol Livracha, Haklol, it obviously means the most fundamental one. Habracha, the Bracha, the Klol. Loba Kosovo Lafarish, Mama Haklol, Behe Hayidia, She Klol HaKolelis, Shafach Hashem Livracha. So what's the Klol? She Bote Knesios Bote Medrashas, why? Futor utfila. Shaldeze, Yicholim Hotes Israel, Mikola Klaus, Kotzerem Shayotum Misocha Luzchus. Because Bateknesios and Bate Medrashas represents Torah utfila, right? Base Medrash for Torah, base Knesses for utfila. And that's the vehicle that could change any bracha into any klala that could be changed. So that's the most general. So when it says the bracha and the klala, it must mean this idea of the batei knesios or batei midrashos, that we're going to the complement the bracha of the hatzlach of the shuls and the batei medrash. And he says, he quotes from the Toldos. The Sefer Toldos, you can look here, page 13 and on page 14. He gives a mashal. The Sefer told us on page 14. Kudei lahavin mashakosuv for tasem amole. Kam divrei Rav Shimon en kli machzik bracha l'shalom shamati mimori perisha pasuk tefila l'oni kiyatov. Tavlei meir tefila me'oni. What's tefila le'oni? Bifnei Hashem yispach sicha. So he gives a mashal to the Baal Shem. Baal Shem gave a mashal, right? Lamelch echad gadol rachaman. He has a king. Shehechri shakol misha tzorach lishol dover yavo v'yishol mihamelch v'yitelo. He says, he's giving an opportunity, whatever you want, you could ask of me. Any request, and I'll give it to you. Hine yesh sheba b'shvil kesev azov. So some people ask for kesev azov. V'yeshavur srara, some wanted to have power. V'nei ishech and maskil, but one person said, Nimtza shebikesh me'amelech sheimtza chen be'inav l'dabi imo Hamelech b'chol yom gimel pa'amim. One person said, I just want to ask that we can, should be able to speak together 3 times a day. V'hutot ve'enav al shehu maskil v'nifchalo dibur ha-melech imo mizor v'paz. So the melech was impressed. And you see that he cares more about the speaking to him than all the other requests. V'gozer omer shakasher yirza zeha'ish maskil leilech al chadri ha-melech panima. So the king said, not only that, you can speak to me, but whenever you come into my palace to speak to me, Sheilech Derech, you can go through the Otsos Beis HaMelech, V'yitol Masha Yirtza Be'ein Mocha. And then you can take anything you want on the way. So he says, so that's the idea that the Batei Kinyos, Batei Midrashos are our relationship with HaKadosh Baruch Hu. A relationship with the Kodesh Baruch Hu. So Mamela, he says that was the most important. So that's the most important blocha and klola. That's the one we remained. That we're going to have an opportunity to have this. And when Hashem sees that this is what you think is most important, then Hashem is going to give you much more. This is just like the Melech Bas of Adam. He said, "Oh, you want to come to speak to me? That's what you think is most important." So then, I'm going to let you take anything you see on the way to my palace inside the outer chambers. Oh, so what's the tefillah la'ani? So look at what Noam told us on page 14. Pei dalet on the bottom. A melech hu b'china ani ki masar akol bidei hamemunim. The king is like the ani. He gives because he delegates everything to the people that are in charge of different things. Tefillah Oni means it was the king really doesn't deal with anything because everything is given over, so he has nothing with him. Right? The king doesn't carry money with him. He doesn't carry, everything is. So he's like Kilo Oni. So Tefillah Oni means Tefillah to have. To speak to the Ani, to speak to the king. The only thing he cares about, Hiyatov, Hayashazeha Bakashu Mutov Nichla Hakol. The Tfilah Ani is really Yatov. It includes everything. Kokli Chemdiv Kolotso Samel Bli Mochu Makiv. So that's the.
I don't see the
cash
earlier. This is the
Tila Avanani. Yeah, Tila Avanani. Okay, and then one last thing. So again, we discussed what's the concept of the Sholosh Regalim, and we said the Sholosh Regalim is the miracle of Mishtachavim Ravachim, because Kali says Ruchni, and Ruchni doesn't take Mokum, so that's the idea that's being shown. In that idea, and then we said that that was the first thing that we discussed, and then now we're discussing the Matovo Lecha Yaakov is this idea of to have this relationship with HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and that's the most important thing, and that's the ultimate bracha, and that was the one bracha that remained. And then in the Rav Baruch HaMezhbezh, he says, what does it mean? What does it mean? Efes katzeo tira v'chulo lo sira. He says, page 16, manaf kamina im yira kulo lo v'omim shem ha. Rav Baruch HaMezhbezh, v'hinei isa kulam niskar miskira achas, k'hinei lo mokom motzei l'chol atayik mitzvahs. Echad medaktik mitzvah zu, v'echad mitzvah acheres. You see, when you see all of Klal Yisrael, so all of Klal Yisrael together have all atayik mitzvahs. So you're never going to be able to curse Klal Yisrael as a whole. Because Klal Yisrael is all the atayik mitzvahs. So Balak says, if you want to curse, you have to just look at katzeyu, just at part. That's how you'd be able to. You can mekal this person, that person. But if you want to mekal Klal Yisrael as a whole, you'll never be able to do it.
Rashi says like
Because then that's all of Tariq Mitzvahs of Klal Yisrael. And all of Tariq Mitzvahs, then you're not doing it. So it wasn't in Matov Olech, Yaakov Rashi, famous Rashi, he saw that the tents, the dwelling tents, are not, the openings are not parallel one to the other, so each one has privacy. So Rav Baruch measurement says a different pshat. What's the idea that the pischeim are made in mechavim zeh mezeh? So pashup shot means that the openings of the doorways are not parallel, so one doesn't look into the other one's apartment. But he says a different word. The famous chazal of pischul pescha that Hashem says you should open up, do a little bit of tshuva, open up a little bit kipischul shel machat, like the opening of a needle, and then once you do that, I'll open up much more bigger vistas for you. So that's what he says. Rashi means ein pischeim mechunov and perish. Pesach to Israel, the Pesach of Klal Yisrael and the Pesach of HaKadosh Baruch Hu is not the same, because Klal Yisrael just has to do a little Pesach, but Hashem is going to open up this big Pesach. So Bilam sees he's not going to be able to hurt them. Ki Rashi im Yosu, because all Klal Yisrael has to do is tshuva muetis. And then once they do a tshuva muetis, HaKadosh Baruch Hu is going to give them, you know, an infinite bracha. So then Bilam says, you know, I better not start up with them, because, you know, they have this particular koach. And, okay, there's more here, but... those are some of you can look at some more of the things, but that's some of the basic ideas that Shalosh Regalim is this notion of that particular miracle that happened during the Shalosh Regalim. And a person, you know, is a ruchti person, so he's going to always have a spacious life. A person needs Gashmias. So there's never be enough. Person can live in a small apartment, and he's mistopic mamuad, he's happy with what's important in life, so he doesn't feel crowded. He's mishtachavim revochim, because you're a ruchni, a sticker person. The gashmi sticker person, you're a little bit tight, and already you're off the hook. You're off the roof. You know, So that's what the Austin says to Bill. How are you going to start up with Klal Yisrael? You see, you're such a gashmi person. You see what angry you got from that your foot got a little bit squeezed, and all of a sudden you're yelling and screaming. And look, Klal Yisrael, they base a mikdash, they're berevach. Same thing with life. You live life. Ruchni is the thing. Everything's berevach. Because you don't need this car, and you don't need this thing, and you don't need this thing. You live a life of revach, because you're ruchnius, mishtachim revachim, and that's the idea of the Shalosh Regalim. One last point that I didn't say over from the Vizhnitzer Rebbe, but also the Shalosh Regalim is. He points out on page 11 that Bracious is Gematria Sholosh Regalim. And he says, Amalek is Am, Bilam, the Ayin Mem of Bilam, and the Lamed Kuf of Balak is Amalek. So to destroy Amalek, you Zochel de Torah Vavoda, Besimcho Vavratzon. So that says, Lamed Hikitan is Sholosh Regalim, that Klal Yisrael is. Shomer Torah Kedosha, that is gracious, is the gematria of Sholosh Regalim, and Simcha and Ratzon, gematria is three times Regal, which is the three Regalim. That from the three Regalim we have the Simcha and Ratzon also, and that helps us defeat Amalek, that Mesparah Reish Mem, that idea. But Matov Olach Yaakov also is that ultimate idea of the relationship with HaKadosh Baruch Hu. That if we have this relationship with HaKadosh Baruch Hu, then we have everything. If you don't have the relationship, you have nothing. And that's the idea of the Sholosh Regalim. We have this the Sholosh Regalim, and the shows that the type of people we are, that we're ruchnistika people, so that we don't have a problem if things are a little bit crowded. Because ruchnius doesn't take up space. Gashmius, a little bit crowded, it's already a problem. Matov olach Yaakov, and Klal Yisrael is the maila of Klal Yisrael, that they have the oilim, the batik and the siyos, batik midrashos. So that's a wonderful opportunity to be able to connect. That's how you become ruchnius, with that connection with HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And then your life is a life of revach. Because you would think the person is crowded, it's a life of... No, because he's a ruchniyastika person. So in his mind, he had, you know, yeshli, like Chazal say about like the difference between Esav and Yaakov, yeshli rov, yeshli kol. Yaakov says, I have everything I need. And that's always berevach. You live a life of ravchus, whereas Bilam lives a life of tzimtzum, because he was so megushim. That a little bit of uncomfortability, already he's complaining. So Matov Olech Yaakov, the Sholosh Regolim, Bezer Hashem, is Klal Yisrael's defense against Bilam.
Can we send
the Shekhar? Okay, Rabosai, one second. I want to wish everyone a good Shabbos, Yosef Katan, and Rabbi Levi, and Ari Murzov. Good Shabbos, and Shmuel Baum, and Rav Avram Levin, Rav Meir Kesselman, and Rav Joe Miller. And Rav Yosef, and Rav Goldstein, Rav Harari, and Itzhak Metzger. It's good to see you all, and we should all be.
Let's sing the song.
Mishnah and Rav Afra. What do you want to sing? You want to sing Matovu Olech Yaakov? So Rav Harari says we should sing Matovu. Matovu Olech Yaakov, Mishkin Oseh Yisrael.
Chavez.